I'm Paul Jark. This is Collaborative Authorship and Patch Deployment, an Impractical Guide. So a lot of what I'll talk about here will be phrased in terms of Wikipedia, but it isn't necessarily specific to Wikipedia. That's just a good example, testbed frame of reference sort of thing. So some of the inspiration for this came from a blog I was reading, Monosingham, highly recommended. Read it, blog.case.edu/mxs24. He mentioned in one of his posts a study that was done where someone found fewer errors per amount of text in Wikipedia than they found in Encyclopedia Britannica. And yet, in spite of this, Wikipedia would not be treated as such a reliable source as Encyclopedia Britannica. Mainly for the reason that in the case of a professionally published work, you know that somebody has put their name on it, they've put their reputation on it, they've put their livelihood on it, and so you know that they would have something to lose by giving any false information or, you know, just doing low quality work. So my thought was, is there a way we can add that to something like Wikipedia and still keep the advantages that we have with Wikipedia? I take it sort of for granted that Wikipedia did do something right. Allowing everyone to contribute is a pretty big advantage, I would think. And that is, you know, the cause of their popularity. Okay, Abiotropic Tarunculus. Looking for other problems we might be able to solve at the same time. When you go to a Wikipedia page, you see the latest and greatest information they have, right? Half right. You see the latest information, but that isn't necessarily the greatest. There could have been a better version of that page earlier. Somebody made a change, either maliciously or otherwise, introduced some kind of error, and so now the new page is not so good. So it would be nice if we could get the best information as opposed to the latest information. The community is, you know, self-correcting, sure, but only probabilistically. At any given time, some pages will have errors, so there's some luck involved. Wikipedia strives to present a single cohesive version of reality, and I think that's a little idealistic. Recognizing disputes would be useful, and it would also be useful to really quantify it in some respect. Show how much support there is for any given side of an issue. Also, not all contributions, as mentioned earlier, are of equal quality. Some are better than others, and we would like to know which ones are the good ones, which ones should we take with a grain of salt, lick of salt, pillar of salt. The solution, or a solution, or an improvement, or an idea. By all means, if anything I say doesn't make sense, shoot me down. This is just an idea, not anything well thought out, polished. So, a way to add a reputation, which will bring us, you know, the evidence of risk and some kind of accountability, I think, would be to have people be able to sign off on individual pieces of information. This statement, you know, so-and-so was born on this date. Yes, I checked that out. I looked up birth certificates. I can vouch for this. Any other thing like that. The basic idea is you would specify, you know, on some scale, I've investigated to this degree, and I agree with his statement as a result of that to this degree. So once you have that, then you can say, all right, I don't just know that, you know, this somebody thinks this is true. I can point to a variety of sources and say all of these people have investigated to whatever degree and will vouch for this. And by doing that, they've put their reputations at stake. And so that, I think, could give the same kind of accountability and reliability that we expect from a professional sort of reference work. Okay, so, of course, to have a reputation, you have to have an identity. And Wikipedia already has that. But another way it could be done, I was thinking, was have a public key cryptography system where to sign off on a piece of information, you make up the statement, there's this core statement, I investigated this amount, I agree with it this amount, and then I sign off on that with my public key. And then anybody can check that. So that public key would provide an identifier. Perhaps even that public key would be the entire essence of someone's identity. And that would, rather than having it associated with a real world name, all you know is this key has signed off on this information. The idea there being, and this is just, you know, random thought, maybe worthwhile, maybe not, but the thought there is that you're not dragging along any trappings of authority from meat space that might carry undue weight that isn't really deserved in the information space. Also, with a public key infrastructure, you don't necessarily have to rely on a centrally managed system, which can be, you know, abused, controlled, much like Jason Scott was talking about. And of course, public key infrastructures are just so easy to deploy. Not. All right, so once this sort of thing would exist, why would somebody use it? Isn't this even harder to do than, you know, what we've got now with Wikipedia and the editorship of Wikipedia is certainly smaller than the readership already. So one way to encourage adoption, I think, would not be to do away with the information that is not highly rated in terms of people have vouched for it, but just to market differently and say, all right, here's something that somebody said hasn't had a lot of investigation, so that would sort of act as an invitation for more people to do some investigation on it. So that way when somebody hits up a page, they see, here's all the information, here's stuff that I can count on as being pretty reliable, here's some extra information that maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I don't know. If I'm interested, if I really care, I'll look into it myself and then report back, and the community can trust it one iota more since I've checked off on it. I think it would be useful in this sort of thing to have some sort of expiration, gradual expiration of old sign-offs on facts or whatever, for a variety of reasons. Youthful indiscretion, you know, sure, many years ago I signed off on things that I would not want to admit to anymore, so of course I would be very appreciative if the system did not bring up those things today. Or even if it's not my judgment changing, new information may have become available since then, and so I would not hold to all the same statements that I might have in past times. All right. This sort of system, of course, could be abused like any other. One of the obvious ways is somebody goes in and signs off on statements they know are wrong, hoping to mislead others by, making a false statement more highly rated in this trust system. But I think that would not be a very effective attack, because should have mentioned this earlier, along with signing off on facts, people can also sign off on each other's identities with respect to various topics. So, Brian, I know, may be knowledgeable about politics, so anything he says about politics, if he's signed off on it, I'll trust him about that. If Cameron says anything about BSD, I'll trust him about that. Could be. And so if somebody deliberately signs off on bad information, if they do that consistently, they're not going to earn anybody's respect or trust, and so they're not going to get themselves highly rated. They're not going to get their information highly rated. If they sign off on good stuff to get themselves highly rated, and then switch to signing off on bad stuff to subvert it, then they would quickly tumble in the rankings, one would suppose. The system would hopefully be designed so that one person or a small number of people signing off on something bad would not be enough to make it seem good. Identity flooding, another possible problem. I want to boost up this apparent fact, so I'll create a whole bunch of cryptographic identities, and all of them will sign off on this. Yes, I've investigated this 100%. I agree with it 100%. Leaving aside that 100% is already pretty suspicious on its own, we would like to avoid having the mere number of identities be a good indication of anything. The trust relationships, I think, should be weighted more significantly. You may have noticed that this is all very abstract. I would agree with you. Hence, in the title, Impractical Guide. This is not very fleshed out at all. It's just an idea. It got me kind of excited, so I thought I'd share it. So once we have something like this, what's the benefit? Somebody hits up a page, they see the information, they can tell what's been approved, what hasn't, what's had any degree of investigation. And so what they walk away with from there will be different than if they just saw one flat, unadorned page. So the effective accuracy of the page, I think, would be enhanced. I don't remember what I was hinting at to myself with knowing is half the battle. Maybe it'll come to me later. Citation. Once you've got somebody putting their name on the line, their, or at least their public key, saying, I vouch for this, you can rely on it, or you can blame me, then you've got something you can cite. You can, even though Wikipedia tries not to be a primary source, it could perhaps still be an intermediate source. It's something you can point to with cryptographic signatures. It could be, here's where you can see where I got it, and you can track that back to other people and find out where they got it. And a lot of this, I think, would work in parallel, pretty much the same way, in the realm of distributed code development and distribution and deployment. We've already got distributed revision control systems, GNU Arch, Darks, all sorts of things, where there is no one definitive repository, at least at the technical level. They act more like peers. A change is added to this one. If other people like it, they'll add it to their repositories as well. And even though socially there may be one recognized as the official source repository, technically anybody could act independently and maintain their own. And if the general user community decides that, you know, Joe Maintainer isn't so reliable anymore, we like this guy better, it's really easy to switch. So I'm sure a lot of these things, to some degree, have already been considered, if not done, in the realm of code distribution. A change set appears, you can sign it with a cryptographic key, that's easy enough, add it to your repository, other people's repositories can find out, oh, here's a new change set, it's been signed by this key, I trust that key, I'll pull it into my repository, and maybe I'll even automatically deploy it on my server farm. More likely my test server farm, before I've had a chance to look at it myself. But, you know, in principle, it's possible. So that's pretty much my idea. Now shoot me down and let's make it better. Outfox? No,
yeah.
I haven't.
It basically sets up like a rating system for websites where you can explicitly define another person as like your first level of friends or whatever people you trust.
Sure.
And based on that, you can rate a site good or bad or whatever. You can say, yeah, I want to see it even shows up on Google results. It'll show higher rated ones by people you know or people that they know.
Nice. Do you know where all that information gets stored?
It's all on there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just some guy's idea that he did.
Right, yeah. Yeah, even if the identity management is distributed with a public key infrastructure, if the information hosting is centralized, there is still some possibility for abuse there. Maybe something like Freenet could be more effective at preventing any sort of abuse at that level. That it would be complicated to break it all down, but I think the assertions, the approvals, the sign-offs would be more meaningful if they're applied to a small statement than they are to a bigger statement. But of course, you could still apply them to statements at any level. I mean, technically, there's no reason to enforce size of a statement that you can sign off on, I would think. Somebody signs off on something, it's actually true, but who's going to know? Eventually, well, if you've only got a small number of people signing off on it, then hopefully the reader would be intelligent enough not to trust it too much. And the system could help them along by saying, there's only this many people. Generally speaking, that's not enough to consider it very reliable. Especially if it's in some sort of category where facts usually get checked out by lots and lots of people. And so if that fact has had less review than its neighbors, then it would not be as trusted. And then once more people do look into it and investigate it for themselves, then there will be the conflict of, I've investigated this and I sign off that it's false. And as more and more people investigate it, it's less and less likely that all of them will be involved in a conspiracy to defraud the public, because the more people you get, they're basically defrauding themselves, which could be a problem, I suppose, in terms of wishful thinking. Sure. Yeah, differing opinions. And in terms of code distribution, there's also the problem of, all right, now how do you support 50,000 slightly different versions. So, not saying it's a good idea, it's just an idea. For code especially, it would probably work better on a small scale within the core developer community rather than the public at large. Then, yeah, if you've got something that's already established with its own reputation behind it, somebody comes along and suggests a change, that change, I would say, should have its own independent reputation. Sure. Yeah. And then the same people who have investigated the original, they see this change, they may investigate that as well and help it gain the same reputation. Ticket, ticket, ticket. All right. I guess that's it then.